Good morning, Tower. With some delay, we will now launch into this. We will now launch into, the Collaborative Repository of Meta Information BOF by Filippo and Raphael. There you go then.
Hello, everybody. And I'm sorry for the early hour, but that's it. So, what is this about? The problem is that in Debian, we have so many meta information attached to a package, and we just don't cope with it, like upstream, URL, and how to get new version. So I'm talking about watch files and other things like localized files and every kind of information that we don't provide with, along with the package. So that's meta information about the package. So we need a repository, which has to be also collaborative, so everyone can be part of it, and of meta information, which is about what I just said. So this is much like a BOF. So if has anyone any idea of how to do that, and wants to share with us, please welcome. Raise your hand on or make some sound. And so I think there are some points to clarify about this project. So do you want to clarify something?
I can at least try to explain a bit better what we want to reach with that project. Basically, for the package tracking system, I would like to integrate more information about each program, about each source package, like where the upstream source is located, where if there is an upstream CVS or SVN repository, many information like that. It could also be extended one day to host maybe a screenshot of programs or. In fact, the kind of information that we want to store is unlimited. We would like to try to start with the watch file because we always want to check if we are if we have all the latest version, but not all maintainers are creating them. But there are people who would like to create them for the maintainers. Then maintainers don't want to integrate them. So the idea was to have them hosted somewhere external where everybody could just submit watch file, get them even maybe reviewed and then used. So basically it started with this idea. Right now we may have a summer of code project to get this project rolling. So the plan for today was to get some maybe basic design or good ideas on how to do it right and stuff like that. What is interesting, in my opinion, is to build a kind of wiki-like system. That means anybody could just go on a website, check the latest meta information and update them if they're outdated. Of course, it wouldn't have to keep an history of the latest value so that if someone puts junk in it, we can just roll back. The change should be sent to the package tracking system so that people interested in that package could review what has been changed and stuff like that. I don't know if you the idea may thanks for everybody. Do you see what we want to achieve? Okay, that's going to be a pretty active booth.
There's a few more we put out there.
Take a mic.
More data that we can think of already to add there. So you mentioned upstream version control system. And screenshot, okay. Desktop file, .desktop files extracted from dev packages. and DevTags information as well, but although that is already pretty much available in the packages file somehow, but well, that's metadata as well.
Yeah, other kind of metadata is those that we already have, like statistics about the number of bugs, about the popcorn. Yeah, can you write quick enough?
Translations of them.
Yeah, the idea is to provide what is not already provided, but there could be some links. For example, in the description we have a home page field usually, and this would certainly need to be extracted to be integrated here. So we have some meta information which do not exist yet, which we will provide, which user or will provide. There are meta information that will be provided by script and not by humans, because they will be automatically gathered. And there will be some where both will be done at the same time. In this case, for the home page, we will just get the initial values from the control file when possible and ask people to fill in when stuff is lacking. Yeah. Have you other ideas of interesting stuff to store in that database?
User ratings,
yeah, why not? Reviews of?
Reviews of the package, like
yeah.
Is there opinions?
It sucks. It doesn't suck. Okay. I heard also the idea to extract information from fresh meat in integrated back maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know what is stored in the fresh meat database, but there's pretty much similar information, like yeah. If a bug tracker is available, if and stuff like that. Yeah, other ideas?
The upstream bug tracker.
Upstream bug tracker, yeah, of course. That was part of the basic one, but it should be written. I wanted to show you the description of the Summer of Code project, but we have no net, so I can't grab it back.
Upstream mailing list. So.
Yeah, everything that is upstream related, mailing list, user support forum. In the features, what would be maybe interesting is apps. Some kind of localization support. For example, let's say we want to have a user support mailing list field. Of course, it would be interesting to have that field from French, Germany. That's the kind of features that is interesting. Can you maybe write it down? Possible localization of fields or something. That idea. Okay.
So the at least my idea was to have a source and binary packages, which as every package has some kind of attributes which we define, but they have to be extensible, so we can add attributes later to packages. And okay, this is a matter of implementation, but I would like to hear some ideas about that.
Yeah, the ideas behind the project are floating around for a few months already. We'd like to have some feedback on how you think we should implement it, because it's going to be rather large. Everything that is a database about all our package is always large. And particularly if you want to store historical information, it can grow up quickly. And if you have ideas of how to store it, I gladly hear them. My first idea was to have something, a pool tree, like we used to store for... What is it? A pool tree with one directory per source package, and then a control file like syntax for basic fields, and maybe a dedicated file for stuff which are more advanced, like screenshot. Okay. Yeah, but the speakers, they are there. So give me forwards, backwards, I move like you. That's why I'm going here, but then it doesn't work. Maybe just reduce the volume of the mic, I don't know. Do you hear me? Yeah. So if you have ideas about how to store that efficiently and to grab it, I have no luck. Does it work better on this side?
The audio booth is working on that.
Okay. So I'm listening. Yeah.
One thing I notice is some of this information can be automatically collected and are basically read-only for the public, like desktop files. Some of this information are to be edited by a restricted number of people, like I could think watch files. Some of this information are like wiki-like things, like user ratings and no screenshots. So for what concerns the user screenshots, it sounds like we just need some convention in the wiki. Like just tell people how to name a wiki page about a Debian package. And probably we don't need any other storage thing. More interesting is how to make available like the rest of things, and what are the uses that we're going to do with it. Like desktop files need to be installable because they would be used by updater installer software to add software to the menus, like we have in the Ubuntu installer, and we are starting to have similar functionality for Debian. Screenshots could be installable as well. I had in my mind the idea of making installed games browser, which uses DepTex information to find what kind of games you have installed and also shows screenshots. So that could be done quite fancy and provide a really nice front end for running games in the local machine. So those should be installable. DepTex is kind of a known problem in this case. Watch files may or may not need to be installable, as well as upstream URLs. Although one could automatically, I don't know, put that in the packages, I don't know how. Would be nice to have that information kind of standardized in user share doc, but you can't like edit a deb file after it's been signed. So, yeah, I mean, that information's got different uses, so I guess that kind of influences the kind of implementation you're going to do.
Yeah, maybe Filippo, we should just write a list of users of the information, because I mentioned the package tracking system as my first wish, because I'm the maintainer of that. But we certainly have to provide the information in several forms. Like people may want to have a single meta information, but for all packages. And some other might want to have a look at all the available meta information for one package only. So we should provide both quite efficiently if possible. I'm not sure about using the Arial Wiki directly. I mean, I wanted to reuse the principle, but not necessarily the existing tool. I don't know exactly. Because when I speak of wiki-like stuff, I would like to have more control over the syntax of the stuff that are provided. And I'm not sure that we can do that with a wiki, a usual wiki.
I think that for most information that's from users, you will have to do some review. And we know from DevTax, there is a public editor for DevTax data. And the biggest problem of all is not getting some data from users. The biggest problem is reviewing it. The bottleneck is the single person here who reviews it. And there are like no tools for that. And I think without the tool, we just won't make it. So even if it's in Wiki, that should be, in my opinion, fine. If we can extract the diff from current reviewed data, current Wiki data, and someone can say these lines are okay, approve, click one button, and it's everything is done, which is probably.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not, and maybe on the information. Not all information are sensitive. My idea with the review was mainly to mail the package tracking system so that the maintainer or the other people interested could just check it.
Yes, but as soon as you distribute this as part of distribution, like in an installer tool, it has to be reviewed, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. I think
It works partly, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, just speaking. When it works.
Okay, let's.
I forget what I wanted.
Have you wiki this?
Yeah, you told that it depends on the information. For desktop file, for example, we have to review that because we don't want anybody to provide wrong or non-existing application to our user. So, Filippo, are you following? It's okay. The possible uses, I listed the PTS. He explained of a PTS package tracking system. It's the first user, I would say. Then I don't know how you called your application, which uses desktop file. Does it have a
deb?
Adapted. Okay, adept installer. So it doesn't mind. French keyboard is difficult. Just mention in bracket that it's about using desktop files. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yo, start with desktop. Okay.
the installer should probably become a repository of applications that are user-oriented. So thing that has desktop file, and it should give like all the data that the user may want, not only for things to install, but stuff like what I have installed and review that, like Enrico said, for games, but more general. So maybe that could be merged for everything and have different views on the applications.
Could you add possible uses the game launcher? Installed games launcher.
As soon as we can have an association between the package and its desktop, we can probably have things like the installer also telling you where in menu the application landed in your current desktop, and especially like run the application. So it may need to add meta info like which binary is main for the, or which desktop file is main for the package, because like now we can have multiple desktop files in one package, and some of them may be not important for the user. For sure, because like I think the info panels in GNOME and in KDE have each its own desktop file, and it's all packaged in one package, and well, what does that mean? I think this should be all hidden. So probably we need some way to make the desktop files like this is for user and this is not for user.
It's kind of hard to split what is for user from what is not for users, though. You miss popcorn in a few places. Meta info is provided and adapt installer.
QA. Yeah, of course. Well, developer karma is not directly related to the source package, but I don't know. But yeah, stuff like bug statistics, I would like to integrate them in this central repository so that the DDPO and the PTS can use the same information without doing twice the same work, and provide it, yeah. And then it can also be used to for other program, like the other program reviews or package reviews, I don't know. Yeah.
So another thing that could be important in the way you use data is that you want to access it sometimes. For some data, you want to access them per package, like the screenshots. Some data, you want to access them aggregated, like popcorn, I guess. Or like, mainly popcorn or DevTex. Because I was thinking like a possible startup implementation is having like a directory per package. And inside, you have subdirectories for every kind of data you have, and you put it in like kind of role, and then people can at least know where to find stuff, and then eventually you can figure out to put some index on top of things. But if you split the data per package,
if I want to download popcorn ratings for like all packages installed or not to do rankings, then I need to fetch via HTTP like 19,000 files, which is not efficient. So some of the data can be aggregated as well. That's probably another distinction. Like, I either provide them both aggregated and not. I guess it's small data that you want to aggregate, so it doesn't matter providing it both. Yeah, that's another distinction that could be taken care of.
Please add changelog to the provided metadata. That's an important thing because right now there is no reliable way we can get at the changelog without unpacking the package, which is sort of... yeah, I think full changelog because we can parse it, but you never know which version is at the user system, so you usually have to show him the part from his current version to the version he wants. So, and there is something in packages Debian org, I think, but I don't think it works. And there is no way I can access that reliably. So, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, the export format thing, it's about interfaces. So I would like to check out also the import interface. I mean, like users and no users interact with the repository. It's a traditional thing of Debian to have a mail interface. So that can be a thing, but for it can be tricky for some things. So okay, mail interface would work for every text-like attribute, and I think yeah, web interface is more suited for. For things like screenshots, for example.
As for idea for implementing the information source, I think you could have a URL on, say, HTTP to some CGI script, which should probably have some parameters, and the script should be able to say, I want these fields for these packages, maybe with a regex or something to select which packages, or maybe just everything and single. I'm not sure which is better, because you usually want to cache the files that are requested often. If you make a lot of regex requests, that will probably trash the server quite a bit and maybe not even save anything. So that's probably something that should be thought about. But yeah, that's looking fairly good. Yeah.
And I guess you also want to start simple, like. I would stay out of like fantastic XML DTDs to represent everything.
Make it a tag file like packages.
Yeah, you suggest to make like a bag of records sort of file or well.
The RFC 822 format we use for packages file, I think.
Yeah, my first idea was to use a format like that, package file or mail header, and maybe store them in a subversion repository so that we have history automatically or something like that. I don't know if it can work efficiently, but I will give the mic to Jeroen. He wanted to speak a bit about ideas for storing this information, I think.
Yes, I'm not entirely sure. I missed the beginning of the talk, I'm sorry. As I mailed to the QA list a bit ago, there's actually already some work going on a very, very similar idea, and I think it's the ideas need to be merged because there are so many parallels in getting one central repository of information. The main primary focus of the repository was for QA-related data, like Lintian results, like rebuild testing, but also, for example, extraction of copyright and changelog. But all the things that are named here, the trend I saw at the beginning, now it's a bit more elaborate, was user-supplied data. That was not really provided yet. I haven't thought about that part of it yet. There is already some implementation in the pool structure. There's not yet an interface to actually really extract the data, but there is already an interface to add data to a sort of pool-structured repository, metadata with all different kinds of information, which very similarly like this. And I think we should definitely work together on this, of course, because it's enough similar to be at a total waste of time to have two efforts on this. About ideas further, one of the things that with respect to fetching the information had been thought of was having a pool structure with, for each package, all information. So if you want a given field from a given package, it's a direct lookup. It's all file system based. And for example, the use case of getting all PopCon status at one go without actually doing a lot of accesses for each of the package, to also have a parallel tree that is based primarily on the item, the fields, and then within the field, the packages, depending on whether it's PopCon or in general something very small. It can be one big text file with one line each package or something, or alternatively it could be one directory with a lot of files for each package. And yeah, I mean, we should brainstorm further, I guess, on what exactly we should, what exactly to add further. I have, at the moment, not much more to add, I guess.
Thank you. The stuff you mentioned was it has been used right now to store build logs for the GCC 4.1 test. Yes. So it's rather big information. That's why I didn't make the parallel really, because it's more many small information in my idea for now. But of course we could merge them. No problem. In fact, there's nothing here. Only ideas. So not much. Duplicated yet. Yeah. As I told in the beginning, we may have a summer of code project working on that, so we were trying to find a good design and gather ideas. Yeah, that's it. So, well, you mentioned that you would have two trees, one sorted by package and one by meta information, really. Would they be updated at the same time, or do you think we should generate one from the other?
The pool tree is intended to be canonical, to be the real source of information, and the other trees are intended for easy extraction of the information. And for example, for changelog extraction, which was one of the use cases, there would be a hard-linked mirror tree with just the changelogs, And then, for example, a service that wants to have all the change logs, for example, packages.debian.org or whatever different service, can async simply the tree with the current set of change logs of all of unstable or all of the whole mirror.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, maybe we can just add AirSync to. Yeah. Any other ideas following this whole discussion? I think we have many interesting points already, but I don't know how we, yeah.
Sorry, I came in late, but what I'm wondering is some of the things you mentioned up there and that were also mentioned in the description for the talk are things that are currently in the package itself, like the watch file or the copyright. Would this be redundant with that, or is it intended to replace the, well, I mean, I guess you couldn't replace copyright, but maybe watch file, or how's it expected to work with that?
Yeah, as I told at the beginning, the watch file is not always used, and the maintainers do not always agree to keep them, so it's kind of redundant, but we're going to use the existing watch files to start with, and and hopefully it will become the reference, I think, because it just makes more sense for all our QA tools to be able to check if we have the latest version using a single database of reference watch files.
I think that definitely not for all fields this should be, diverge from the actual authoritative source in the packages, but the reason to still include it in a repository like this is because of the CPU time required to extract and to make easily accessible things like the watch files, the desktop files that are in the package, and change logs. Currently, if you want to have all change logs, it takes a lot of I/O. You basically need to read all of the .debs, and it's easy retrieval. And for some of the fields, at least, I don't think it should diverge. I mean, change logs does not have any use for this repository to diverge from it. But for some fields, indeed, of course, it is good to that it's really authoritative source of information. For example, as Rafael mentioned, the watch files, because then they can be maintained by QA or by a mixture of the package maintainers and QA.
Just a quick note, other metadata that could be added and can enclose some of that is a DOAP description of a package. DOAP, DOAP. DOAP. It's an XML format to describe package metadata. You can put like description. It intends to unify like fresh meat and SourceForge descriptions. I don't know. Ask Ed the Dumbhill. He's the main developer. He's the author of that, and he's trying to push that as a kind of XML dialect to actually describe a free software project. Seems to be pretty good, and you can put dev text categories inside it. You can put upstream VCS repositories on pages and so on.
So I had a couple other comments about kind of the package related metadata. Just last week, I forwarded a proposal that was written by Scott Remnan about dpackage 2.0, and one of the features of dpackage 2.0 is that that he's kind of pushing for is that it actually is only going to pay attention to a few metadata fields, and anything above that would be something that, that apt or other other things like apt would be able to deal with. He's not advocating taking it out of control, it's just that the on-disk package format itself would only know about a little bit of metadata. So there's already kind of a split there. Also, as part of the dpackage 2.0 process, one of the things we've talked about is looking at the control metadata overall and trying to see where it makes sense to do some adjustment, because one of the things we've noticed is that the RPM tools and file formats have their own set of metadata, and there are some tags that are similar. For example, you know, we use maintainer and they use author, and these things are similar concepts but different names, and so there might be some attempt to try and come up with a set of metadata that could be common across package formats, and at the same time we would be adding things like, you know, you had the copyright and license up there. Right now we currently have it in a package file, but there's no reason why we couldn't have a metadata field that was what, you know, was a license string, and also a metadata field that was the copyright string. So the other problem you have is you don't want to grow the packages files. You know, we already have a problem with the packages files being too big, and the new diff index stuff is helping that, I think. But to some extent, we need a solution that's going to allow dpackage and apt to not have to download these huge packages files. And so maybe there can be some sort of reasonable split where this takes over for a lot of it, and dpackage doesn't have to deal with it as much anymore.
Yeah, that's long-term work, but yeah, you're right. There's certainly some of them which makes sense to be integrated in the package itself, but most of them shouldn't really, because maintainers don't care about providing them, and it's more stuff that should be managed outside. But yeah, it's a good remark anyway. You want it?
Thanks. Enrico mentioned description of a project, DOAP. I would just wanted to say that it's not actually XML format, it's an RDF format. So are you people in general, do you know what RDF is? It's the resource description framework, the standard of the World Wide Web Consortium for general metadata, and I think we could think of using that for the implementation if we really want a general purpose metadata repository that will be extensible. It's been thought out, so the model of it, that it will be extensible for lots of stuff. For example, if we want to have, if you're talking about something like the control file, which has fields and values, but RDF has also the subject. So for instance, if you want to have for each screenshot a comment, not only for each project screenshot, then you will want to have a possibility to say that this screenshot has the comment, which is this one. So RDF would be a standard that ensures that this kind of information can be included. And you could also use this to, they have, there are already tools for querying these and joining several repositories or sources of data, that kind of stuff.
Okay, thank you. Tolima just told me that we're out of time already, so I'd like to thank you for all your feedback, and I hope we can manage to do something good this year still. And yeah, thank you all.